We get ready for Super Bowl 52. Trey Flowers joins us. Third year in the league. First year, you're injured. You're hurt. Second year, you get to play in the Super Bowl. Third year, you get to play in the Super Bowl. Think this happens every year?
I hope so. I hope so. But, definitely grateful for the opportunity. It doesn't come easy. Obviously, it's a lot of hard work team put into it just to get in this position. And, we got to work a little bit harder to, get the win. So,
I mean, you got some veterans here who haven't done it before. We got some young kids, right? Dietrich, a guy that you kind of know well. I mean, what was it like for him kind of moving on to this? And this is what we've been talking about all year. Is why we do what we do?
Oh, yeah. He was definitely happy. I don't know if y'all seen the picture, going around. The Patriots kind of posted it, just how, his emotions and things. But, he understands, the hard work that it takes to put into this. And now he's, seeing the reason behind the hard work. And, he's been doing a good job for us this year. And, we got one more. So
how much study do you do on individual players? How much do you know about each one of them and little tendencies that maybe you can pick up? Oh, he drops that shoulder. He does this. He does that. Yeah. I can take advantage of it.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely key to, study, the individual player. Just, obviously this is the NFL. They're going to, switch up their pass sets and switch up, how they attack you and things like that. So you just really got to, focus in throughout the week. I mean, fortunately I got, we got 2 weeks this time to prepare. So, you just focus in and see, what's their, I guess their tendencies and, how they play, how they pass it, what they like to do, what's their, because it's a lot of, vets around the league and, they have, got a lot of savvy tricks and things like that. So, you just got to be able to play within that. And, like I said, just understand your opponent and, lock in on them. So,
yeah, I'm just curious, you guys, there's a lot of pride in that side of the ball. You got a guy like Devin McCourty, prideful guy, a lot of leaders on that side. Yeah. So last week, the Final Four was three great defenses and Brady.
Yeah.
And he seems to be everybody else's defense is talked a lot about, but it's only Brady.
Yeah.
Do you guys take that personal? They're not talking about your defense.
I mean, obviously in-house, when you challenge somebody's, the hard work and the things we put into this, you're going to, we're going to feel some type of way about it. So, obviously, we're not taking it lightly, but, we're not caught up in all the hype. We don't think we deserve this or want to have this praise or want to have this accolades. We understand what we got in the locker room. We understand what we got on the field. And, we don't mind being the sleeper or whatever. We're just going to come in and get the job done. So, that's my mindset, at least when it comes to everyone else. We don't really care who gets praise and things like that. We just care about the business being handled.
So. You guys had the scoring defense, number one scoring defense from week four on, right? Week five on. Nobody in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, when that list came out, was there any talk? Who was the guy in that locker room screaming, we don't have anybody in the Pro Bowl? Like, we don't have a player good enough? Was there anyone leading that charge?
Everybody saw it, but like I said, I don't think anyone was crying about it or complaining about it. To be quite honest, we weren't planning on playing in the Pro Bowl anyway. So, we plan on, being in the Super Bowl. So, that's just what it was. And, a lot of guys, when you see things like that, you understand it and, it is what it is, but you still got a job to do and that's what we focus on.
Right, you're getting to the quarterback, which is really good over the last few weeks. But the amazing step with this defense is you have now gone, it's coming up on six games. The last time you had a takeaway was the end of the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah.
How do you go into a game like this?
Yeah,
come away with no takeaways and expect to win the football game.
I mean, obviously we want to get takeaways. Being successful without having takeaways, I mean, obviously the offense is doing their job, and you look and see, maybe we had how many three and outs, throughout the whole season. So if we're getting off the field fast enough to put the ball in the offensive hands and they go out there and score and handle business and such, and that's a successful team win. So it is not always about takeaways, but obviously we want to get takeaways, we want to get those big plays, because it could be game changing, especially in a big game like this, like we're finna play coming up. So, you know, but we're going to keep on working hard for them, you know, keep pressuring the ball, and hopefully we get them. So.
Great seeing you.
Good luck.
Good luck coming up on Sunday.
All right.
Trey Flowers, we're going to be right back.